feeling the heat on my face. I see the flames flickering through the glass. This is my TV. The children are asleep in the loft. My wife is down south, working in the other world. I realize that everything in life is cyclical, and that as long as I'm in the moment, all will be well. Marcus Torgby, 2018. Prologue. Jämtland, northern Sweden, autumn 1999. It's the afternoon. The sun is tired, but the light is warm, and I run from the Slagsån up to the marsh below Romohöjden. The snow is sticking on top of Åreskutan. I run across the marsh, and my legs feel light. I run in giant strides across the mountain slopes, all the way down to the Indalsälven and past the Ristafallet. I continue down the path along the river and get back on the hill, 3 kilometers of steep uphill running. I move effortlessly and come back to the marsh with the sun on my back. Then I hear the call of an elk. I stop. After a while, I hear another elk answering a bit further away. I put my thumb and index finger across my nose and make a call of my own, and both elks answer. They are both quite close, and I stand still. At last they come out onto the marsh with 30 meters between them. I don't move, nor do the elks, and their big ears are pointing towards me like satellite dishes. We form a triangle, the bull, the cow, and I. The elks have got the evening sun in their eyes and the wind at their backs. Their legs are long and thin, and they look strong. I run on, and so do the elks. There are crashing sounds from the forest as they disappear. When I reach Helgesjön, I take off my clothes and jump in, and swim around until the mud and sweat has been washed away. I rub my armpits with sand and walk naked through the forest all the way back home to the tent. I put on my underclothes, my thick socks, and hat. Steam comes from my mouth when I breathe out. I go out into the forest to collect birch bark and fine twigs to use as kindling. I split some logs for when the fire has taken. I build the fire up with bigger and bigger branches. I keep the fire going until it's warm inside the tent, and I warm away the dampness from the canvas. The forest is silent. My face is warm from the fire. Outside, there's a wall of darkness. I eat crisp bread with butter and drink some warm water, let the fire burn down and go to bed. I write down the events of the day in my diary. I watch the stars through the smoke vent. I like lying there, wrapped up in my sleeping bag, feeling the cold night air against my face. Chapter 1. Öckerö. It's Christmas Eve 1985, and Mum has a headache. The world is spinning, she says. She's having problems with her balance. I'm 9, the eldest of 4. My 2 sisters are 1 and 3 years younger than me, and my little brother is 2. We're having Christmas with our cousins who live in a house nearby. You just walk down the hill and there you are. I've made a fishing boat in woodwork for Grandma and Grandad. The boat is called Christina, just like Grandad's. They showed it in an exhibition at school, so I'm really happy. Mum goes into hospital on Christmas Day. She's not in pain, but her legs don't seem to do what she wants them to. Mum isn't very tall, just 160 centimetres, and weighs 43 kilos. She has blue eyes, thick brown hair, and never gets cross. She was 19 when she had me. Dad goes over to the mainland every day to see her. When he comes back, he doesn't say much, but his right leg shakes more than normal when we have supper. I can feel the floor shaking. When Mum comes home a week later, she's got crutches. She's 28 years old and something isn't quite right, but they don't know what. Every morning,